Okay, happy Friday the 13th, listeners. This is Scream Addicts. I'm one of your hosts, Jason Jenkins. Call me Jenk. Sitting with me today are...
I am Brian.
I am Billy Whizbang.
What the...
I'm Seth.
Okay, and we are here to talk, what else will we talk on Friday the 13th, gang? But
Halloween.
It's Saturday the 14th right now.
It might be, depending on when this goes up. But we're celebrating Friday the 13th by having watched a movie in the Friday the 13th franchise. And we're going to be talking, the entire series here. We're probably mostly going to be focusing on Jason X because that's what we just watched in the Mailroom Studio screening room, as we have for the last 3 weeks. We suspended the choice this week, which would have been Seth's, to celebrate Friday the 13th. Sorry, Seth.
I got the fucking shaft again.
That's what happens.
Go do
what happens in my world.
Can you tell people what it was going to be again if they didn't listen last week?
Ghost Dad.
Clown
Ghost
House.
Dead, Ghost Dad. Ghost
Dad. No.
Killer Clowns in Space.
What's wrong with Clown House?
Name
five things wrong, because I have one answer that'll make it right.
Why name one thing wrong?
Name
maybe
one.
With don't make me do this. Don't make me talk about Clown House.
What's wrong with Clown House?
Maybe nothing with the movie, but maybe...
Well, my other movie was directed by the same guy.
It was directed by the same guy, but maybe shit didn't exactly happen on the set of... That other movie.
That we know of. Well, I was thinking about Sam Rock.
Poor Justin Long.
He's in Clown House.
Is he really?
I believe it was his first film. He's the older brother.
He was also in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as
he did nothing to stop what was happening.
Hmm.
I'm picking Jeepers Creepers.
Sam Rockwell was also in Charlie's Angels.
No, he wasn't.
Are we just naming Sam Rockwell movies?
He was the bad guy. He did the splits and smoked a cigarette at the same time.
I'm going to bring that in for my choice.
Yes. No. That was Justin Theroux.
Nope.
No.
Sam Rockwell.
It was not Sam Rockwell.
Maybe it was Charlie's Angels 2.
Maybe.
That was
Justin Theroux.
Built for Speed.
Sam Rockwell is in Charlie's Angels. Angels, man.
I will bet you
$1 that.
Do you really?
Yes.
I'll take that.
Who am I betting?
I'll take that.
I'm betting one person because I think
I'll
have
both $1 if Sam Rockwell's in it.
Okay, but what do I get in return?
We give you $1.
We give you $1.
We give you 50 cents.
Okay, I think I have $2 on me. Shake.
$2.
All right, we're just doing. Okay. Yeah, okay. Listeners, stand by. Okay,
let's just name other Sam Rockwell movies as we wait.
Let's not. Okay, so Seth's choice was going to be Jeepers Creepers, but again, because it's Friday the 13th, we are talking the Friday the 13th series, and for whatever reason, we elected to watch Jason X this week.
Sam Rockwell plays Eric fucking Knox.
Bullshit!
He has a wonderful dance scene in that movie.
Mm. He has no shirt, blazer, smoking a cigarette, doing splits in front of the computer screens.
All right, for the listeners at home who can't see me right now, I have removed my Universal Monsters wallet. And, okay, I got a $5 bill. Can anybody break this?
No. Nobody carries cash anymore, Jinx.
Son of a bitch. How am I going to pay you a dollar then?
I guess we'll have to get you next time.
All right.
There's interest on that.
Fair enough. Okay, so we watched Jason X. Gang, what did you think of this movie? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Had anybody seen it before? I'm pretty sure Dave had not.
I have not.
No. Well, now that you have seen Jason X, what did you think?
It was one of the better.
Dave
says about a franchise that he might not like that much.
I give it 10 fingers up.
That's awful.
How many gremlins is that?
17.
That's 10 fingers equals 17 gremlins.
It's the future.
Fair enough. Brian, what did you think?
That future man.
Yeah, I think it's probably the best one in the series. The best one in the series.
Better than six?
Yes.
Better than Tom McLaughlin?
Yes.
Like, no.
Yes.
No, guys.
It's way more enjoyable for me.
I don't remember six.
No.
Exactly.
That's where they stab him with the thing to wake him up, and there's lightning everywhere. And
that's
the
final
Tommy Jarvis
trilogy?
With Horshack in the beginning.
I don't know who that is.
Probably.
Rorschach?
Horshack.
Ron
Palillo from Welcome Back, Kotter.
He gets his heart.
You're talking Greek to me. What the hell?
The guy gets his heart punched out because he was his friend. They go to the gravesite together.
Yeah, they go to the gravesite together.
Yeah, that's him.
The Brillo pad head guy.
Yeah, that's him.
Mm-hmm.
That's number six.
That's Porsche.
Jason lives. He also kills a bunch of paintballers in that movie.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
Marlo, so he smashes a face into a tree. It leaves a smiley face. I love six.
Six is a fine film.
Oh, it's
a blast. Probably my number two.
I don't know
if I would say a fine film.
It is in fact a film they made for money.
It's like a fine wine.
It's fine, I guess.
It is fine.
Okay, so what makes Jason X your favorite then?
It's the most fun.
It is. It is a lot of fun.
They just decided let's just do whatever the fuck we want before our trademark runs out.
Okay, let's tell people a bit about what Jason X is. If for whatever reason somebody tuning into a podcast called Friggin' Scream Addicts is unfamiliar with Friday the 13th franchise, Jason X is the 10th installment. It's after Paramount. I don't know if they lost the rights to the franchise, but
they sold them.
They sold them, but they retained the title Friday the 13th. So when New Line picked up the franchise with Jason Goes to Hell, couldn't be called Friday the 13th Jason Goes to Hell. It's why everything they made after that was
I believe that was because of a Paramount TV deal, because they had the Friday the 13th series. series at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So they couldn't, they didn't want to, like overlap.
I got to say, this is probably like horror movie fan friend, sacrilege probably, but I actually prefer the Friday the 13th television series to the film franchise, even though they have nothing to do with one
another. Dude, when I was a kid, my brother and I were so, I was duped again. That's, yeah. I don't like to be done, but like, it's that thing of like being like 8 years old and watching the show and be like, and there's an episode where this guy finds a glove that makes him like evil. And I was like, oh my God, it's the origin of Freddy. It wasn't. It wasn't at all. But in my 8 year old mind, it was.
You were let
down.
Oh,
so great. Dave, Brian, are you guys familiar with the Friday the 13th, the series?
No, but I think I like it better.
I played the video game.
If you've read or seen that video the game was King awful. Book, Needful Things, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. It's about a pawn shop that, was run by a guy who makes a deal with the devil, and basically all the items in his shop are cursed and given some strange power. He sells them all to folks.
There's a price for everything.
And he dies. Mm. His family takes over the place, and they basically are tasked with reclaiming all those evil items before they do harm out in the world. So every episode David, is like an anthology.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you going to sleep there?
Enjoying
it. Okay. Just like letting it wash over you. That's all right.
Yeah. Nothing.
No. Sounds good.
Not even
it lasted
a good one.
For several years.
Three.
Hmm. That's several.
That's too many.
That's several.
That's three too many.
Oh, Brian.
You know, I will.
It's a fine series.
It's a fine series.
It's not the Freddy's Nightmares show, but it's not bad.
I will say this. I always go on these franchise kicks, and this time last year, I bought all of the Nightmare movies. I bought all the Friday movies, and then I bought the Friday the 13th. This series and
then you had
buyer's
remorse.
The TV series, yes, I bought it.
They sell that.
It's
on DVD.
Three seasons.
Why isn't Freddy's Nightmares on DVD?
Cronenberg directed an episode.
I don't care.
Yeah,
that's unfair.
You should care.
It's not equal.
It's on a boutique label.
Is it?
I don't know.
Fuck you.
It's Buena Vista.
Yeah, Buena Vista.
As boutique as it gets, right?
Oh God, I got through about four episodes.
It's right next to those young Kurt Russell movies.
I got through about four episodes before I realized that I should just leave it in my memory as something that I loved as a child as opposed to something I should
Unfortunately,
re-watch.
That's how I feel about most Friday the 13th films,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Yes.
Except Jason X.
I just left him.
Yeah.
You never experienced
it. I didn't.
I'm not watching hockey players.
We only have 8 years of hockey left.
According to Jason X, hockey is outlawed in 2024.
Yeah.
So we got that to look forward to.
That movie's awesome.
So, okay, so what kind of familiarity do we have here in this room with the Friday the 13th franchise? I've seen all of the movies a couple of times over. Seth, you were kind of an Uber fan as a kid, right?
Yeah, I've seen them all multiple times, but some of them run together because I haven't watched a lot. I haven't watched the first three since I was a kid.
I think they probably run together for experts.
Yeah. I think that 1, 2, and 3 take place over the same weekend.
1 right? takes place on its own. 2 takes place months later, but then 2, 3, and 4 are all on the same weekend.
Oh, okay.
Which is weird because one of the heroes in part 4 is looking for his sister who it sounds like she went missing ages ago the way he's reacting when, in fact, it would have been like a day. But
And they shouldn't be able to call it Friday the 13th at that point.
It was like Friday the 13th, Saturday the 14th, and then Sunday, who the hell
They all take place on the Ides of March, really.
Yeah.
It's like Yom Kippur.
It's Good Friday.
But Dave, you are not that familiar with the franchise. You've seen some of the movies. Which ones have you seen? Which ones have you
not? I have not seen 3 or the reboot.
Okay, now wait a tick. So you've seen 1 and 2.
Uh-huh.
You've seen 4 through 10.
Yes.
What happened with 3?
I was getting prepared for the last time we were going to talk about this. That aborted.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, the podcast blew up. It exploded.
And then I don't remember who said it, but one of you said, like, okay, well, if you can't see them all, start like number 4.
Yes.
And so I did that.
That was me.
You can pretty much ignore 1, 2, and 3.
You can.
I think I went, well, I've seen 1 a long time ago.
Yeah, that's all you need to do.
Then
did
2,
you see it in theaters?
And 2, I didn't see until Brian said, he wears a bag on his head.
And he also wears overalls and plaid blue.
Yeah, well, it's like.
And he has really long, scraggly hair, and he looks like a hillbilly. But in part 3, he's got like a clean-shaven, bald head. He's trimmed the beard up.
Yeah, it'll look better.
I missed all those nuances.
Yeah, I mean, it's hot in August in like upstate New York.
And like in 1, he's like a small child. And number 2, he's like a giant man.
He's only a small child.
The man-child.
You know.
So, okay.
Like a dream sequence because he had died years previous as a child.
So, okay.
Time-wise.
Okay, you said he died years ago. Okay, so my question is this. I've heard 2 theories ever since I was like 5.
Uh-huh.
1 is that he died and drowned, which is why the mother wanted to like kill everyone. So then he's an undead dude for the rest of them. The other theory is, in fact, he did not die. But his mother thought he died. He's lost in the woods, was raised basically feral, and didn't officially die till part four. That's why he's not in part five and was brought back to life by lightning in part six. Which theory do you subscribe to?
I have a completely different theory regarding the franchise that all hinges on the Tommy Jarvis trilogy. I wanted to actually do a Screamatics video like episode about this, but we'll get into it if you want.
Huh. Because it involved puppets.
No.
Well, just in case people don't watch the YouTube show, let's go ahead and get into it.
All right. Okay, before we do that, Brian, Friday the 13th, what do you think? Yay, nay, thumbs up, thumbs down? How do you feel about the franchise as a whole?
It's horrible. Yeah. It's a horrible franchise.
So you're not a fan. But you like Jason X.
Yeah, Jason X.
Do you like
X
any
cool.
of the others?
I didn't mind the remake, to be honest with you. It was fun.
It's fine.
It didn't play music late at night.
Yeah.
It never threw parties in inopportune times. It always paid its water bill. It was all right.
I like the 30-minute prologue.
That is the ridiculous thing about the Platinum Dunes remake from 2009. There is a 27-minute-long first act. That isn't even the first. It's a four-act film.
Yeah, at least.
And, yeah, if you watch the director's cut, 27 minutes before you see the opening title card, and you find out nothing in that opening 27 minutes that isn't covered by two sentences in the very next act.
But yeah, it's so fun to watch.
Jared Padalecki shows up in act two and is like, my sister's lost, I'm looking for her. That's all you need to know. That's it.
Yeah.
But said, I don't understand horror fandom in that, you know, there are people who passionately defend the Friday the 13th franchise. And you know what?
Who are they?
That's fine. No, there are plenty.
We want to know you by name.
Yes. Dude, I know convention culture. I've seen the t-shirts. People love that fucking franchise.
Yeah, they do.
But
you
the crazy thing is.
Jason.
That happens.
Kane Hodder actually has kill tatted on the inside of his bottom
sure
lip.
I'm sure. Kane Hodder is a scary man. I had him sign my hatchet. Blu-rays. He's terrifying.
And he always wears gloves because he has burns.
Yeah.
He's very self-conscious about.
But
I'll tell you, I was a Goober fan as a kid.
That is good.
The weird thing about horror fandom is that everybody who loves those movies, by and large, they hate the reboot. Even though the reboot, it's not like
it's the exact same thing.
It's the exact same thing, only with kind of like a spit and polish. And I don't understand that. And the only thing that I can figure is that there's this weird sort of nostalgia connected with those movies from the 80s.
Totally
you know,
yeah.
there's a type of horror fandom that's like my age right now that grew up in the 80s with those movies on VHS, and they adore them just because that takes them back. Because it takes them back to being like, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old, you know, watching
there's
movies later.
There's better movies to take you back.
I think so.
I mean, there are, but I mean,
those
like,
movies were everywhere back then.
It's no Gremlins.
Yeah, like Flash games.
But the thing about it is like my cousin, he was a huge horror fan. So as a kid, the movies I watched growing up, they were all horror films. So I have a strong attachment to those films, not the family films of that era as much. I mean, there are some.
Well, there's Halloween. You can attach to that.
Yeah, I watched maybe one Halloween when I was a kid. I was not into Halloween as a kid. I have no idea why.
You chose wrong.
I was a Freddy kid. My brother was a Jason kid, and we both kind of liked all of them.
Team Jason.
But I was definitely more Freddy, and he was more Jason.
Team Jason.
No, you don't remember.
They had T-shirts.
I was Team Michael.
No, they're the team shirts that existed whenever Freddy vs. Jason happened. There was like, pick a side, choose a hero.
Wars?
Oh God!
I mean, it's obvious. You just choose Krug.
Choose Krug.
Yeah, choose Krug.
Krug's life.
Wait, are we talking Kruger or are we talking like Last House on the Left Krug?
Kruger.
Okay, good. Krug.
In the
job molester, not the
films, they did a boxing match style weigh-in for the two of them.
Really?
Live in Vegas.
That's
fun.
Yeah, it's like it's not really a horror film, guys. Then they got in a fight, and Robert Englund just stares at this gigantic Canadian Jason.
I've met Ken Kersinger. He's a tall.
Sit down, lumberjack.
Yeah, he's super nice, but he's
he's huge, he's
gigantic,
he's a big guy.
But yeah, but with the Friday the 13th reboot, I never understand why people like, okay, they can so passionately defend those movies from the 80s, which aren't necessarily bad.
I don't know what
they're bad.
Doing.
And it's not like Friday the 13th reboot is any worse. In fact, technically,
no,
I mean, it stands above,
it's new.
It
doesn't look the same. It's not polished. There's more CG in
it's
it.
It's not like the Nightmare reboot where you can very clearly look at that movie and say, this is not as good as the original.
But also, all the Platinum Dunes films look exactly the same. The Texas Chainsaw film is lit and dressed just like those other two films.
Well, I think they get the same guy and the same DP to do those movies. Marcus Nispel and Daniel Pearl did Texas Chainsaw, and then they also did Friday.
You know, I think about it is I don't know, maybe 20 years from now, kids will look back on those and think that's how
who were growing up.
And they'll think Platinum Dune is how horror should look.
Well, this is a fun story.
And the zombie helmet.
I was in FYE, I think it was a few weeks ago, looking in the horror movie section, and there was like a group of teenagers there, and they were like, Freddy versus Jason is the best movie right? in the franchise. Right. Yeah. It wasn't that fun of a story, but it was a story.
I will say, if we're counting Freddy vs. Jason as a Friday movie, I think it's one of my favorite Friday the 13th movies.
Not the best, though.
No, it's not better than 6.
Or Jason X.
Mm, I would take Freddy vs.
Jason. Uber.
I'm standing Jason. Jason goes to hell.
Dude,
I like that one.
The dude punches Jason in the face as they're falling through the atmosphere. Name one thing better in any other film ever. In the franchise. I can name plenty of other things better in film in that franchise. You can't.
Catherine Isabel and Freddy vs. Jason.
What? Who was she?
I'm a fan of Ginger Snaps, so she appears in anything. I'm pretty much.
Is she in that movie?
Yeah, she's Gib.
Who?
She's kind of the tomboy.
What?
Does she get put in a sleeping bag and beaten against another woman?
She's the one that Freddy is chasing, but Jason kills in the real world. No, she was mine.
Got it. Like with the lead singer from Power Man 5000 trying to rape her.
Yep. Yeah.
He looked like that guy. I don't know if it was that guy.
Movie's kind of icky at times, Freddy vs. Jason. But
I think the way we talk about these movies is more entertaining than the movies.
I think the like the weirdness with the Friday films is the Friday films feel way more icky to me because they seem to be only about sex and then being
sex, drugs,
mutilated.
And murder.
That's all they're about. They're not about anything. I mean, even I'm not saying they have to be about some like because like the Nightmare films aren't about some grand statement of humanity, but they at least have a plot that's not concerned with. Let's show all these tits, and then we can slash them up.
Yep.
The Friday films became that very, very quickly.
Absolutely. But, you know, there is still something like, maybe that's why kids in the 80s were, like, so drawn to them.
Yeah,
whatever,
because they're boobs.
You know, you're watching them after hours, and you're like, you know, it's, you get, like, fun kills. You get, like, naked women. No wonder.
You know,
you're drawn to them
and maybe that's why.
Fun
and
kills?
That's why as
in some movies.
These
things
are being bandied about.
And maybe as a kid, that like that's why I watched the films, and I was definitely a fan of those films. I wasn't attached to them like I was other horror films.
Agreed.
Maybe because I didn't care about the boobs, because I grew up a gay kid.
Well, I.
So you were attached to what?
Freddy.
That's Freddy.
That's
I see.
Awkward,
I get it.
It's
okay.
Awkward.
I get it.
But like
Dave
my,
has his
Well, and I know you were talking to Jinx from experience of watching it late night. Like my friends and I would watch him, and they'd watch the boob scenes. I was like, I'd just like to see him kill someone. It's a very angry gay youth.
Give me that popcorn.
Fair enough.
German Werewolf Village is what it was.
You know what's crazy? You look at them though. I mean, even the Nightmare series, and we've talked about this before a few weeks back, but. You know, Freddy is obviously like an iconic character, and yet not every movie in that franchise is great or sometimes even very good.
No,
but, you know,
no.
To me, we have we have 1, we have 3, we have New Nightmare. 2 is interesting. You know, there are interesting things in each of those movies, except arguably Freddy's Dead, which is terrible. But.
Well, it's a cartoon. It's meant to be a cartoon.
But you look at, like, the Friday franchise, and Jason arguably is just as iconic a character as Freddy visually, and yet I wouldn't say that there is a single movie in that franchise that deserves that character in a way, you know? That lives up to. Okay, I see Dave looking around.
I don't even understand what that means.
No, I mean
the character needs to be in Drumline.
Character of Jason doesn't get the script he deserves. I think is what he's
really. How do you see so much more in him?
I think there could be a great movie with that character, and we have yet to see it. Like
there could be a great movie with any character.
What else can he do?
I don't know. Okay.
He's
Michael
mute,
Myers.
He hulks.
Michael Myers is a dude in a mask who doesn't speak and he stalks around, and yet there are some great movies in that franchise. I would argue Jason isn't markedly different from Michael Myers, and yet there isn't a single movie that I would say is just
with
fantastic.
Halloween, I think there's, not counting the new ones, there's one good movie in that franchise. That's the first one.
Oh, I love 1, 2, 4. I have so much fun with 5 and 6. H2O is a blast.
The other ones are, that's true. H2O is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Resurrection's not so good.
No, Resurrection's awful because it's a Friday the 13th movie with Michael Myers instead of Jason.
But I prefer the zombie films anyway, so I guess I'm just weird.
Prefer the zombie movies to the sequels? That's fine. I won't agree, but that's okay. But do you prefer the zombie movies?
Can we just get back on track?
If you all want to listen to that discussion, go listen to the Halloween podcast.
Yeah. Jinx, I already listened to that one.
I didn't really do it because I was drunk the whole time. So, Jinx, what is your favorite Friday the 13th film?
My favorite Friday the 13th film is 6. I think it's so much fun. I think it's a...
Hogwash.
Out of all of them, the movies are so, like, flatly shot and sort of pedestrian and just kind of look ugly.
Right.
Except up until that point. And I think 6 is actually a really good-looking movie. I think it's fun. I love the humor that's brought to it. I love that it feels like it's shot like a Hammer horror film at times. Like when Jason is resurrected at the very beginning, it's great. I watch it, I'm like, I enjoy this. I can watch this one.
That one seemed like they were trying to make it more of a monster film than a slasher film, and it didn't really stick. But I mean, at least in that film.
But it did change the course of the franchise completely. Yeah,
totally. I mean, Seven is a complete farce. The girl has psychic powers.
Yeah, I love that. Jason versus Carrie.
Which, you know, it's funny. I don't know why I laugh about that, because I'm sitting there going, she has psychic powers, it's the dumbest thing ever, while watching a film about this man that's either grown up in the woods, died, brought back to life, or has been aging as an adult in the afterlife. I mean, it's just as dumb as anything else in the franchise.
Well, I mean, Jason runs the gamut when it comes to...
And that. She gets psychic powers because she sees her father...
Well, I think she already had.
Oh, she already had them?
She's the
and
one
she kind
that
of caused it,
caused
it.
She caused the doc
the
to
doc
fall.
The doc to collapse.
She didn't mean to. Her powers were developing.
Like I was doing and a crossword puzzle.
That was the X-Men movie?
Yeah. But I mean, it's like...
Jason versus Phoenix.
It's all Brian Singer.
It's like a lot of fans tend to like clasp that one. Like, that's where everything went wrong because of the psychic thing. But it's just as ridiculous as anything else in that franchise. Sure. And I'm guilty of it, too. Although...
I don't hate Seven. I can watch Seven over
Jason
like one, looked, two,
Jason
three,
looks pretty
five.
Cool in that one. Yeah.
So why,
that's first one with Kane Hodder, I believe.
Yeah.
What the hell was I about to say? I don't even know.
I don't know, but I have this really basic question.
Okay.
Why does Jason kill people?
Because they killed his mommy.
That's it.
They let him drown. Teenagers right? were responsible for his and his mommy's death.
Yeah.
Because of their negligent.
Technically, the mom was responsible for her own death.
So, really, when we see.
That's neither here nor there. If the teenagers hadn't been smoking pot and.
If she wouldn't have murdered everybody.
No, if the teenagers weren't too busy drugging and fucking, then he wouldn't have died and his mother wouldn't have had to have killed those people.
Right.
And that's really why sex and or drugs just send him into a fury. And it's, as Jason X showed us, what brings him back
it's
to life.
It's a morality tale, David.
Right, I see that.
It's a morality tale.
He's a moralist.
But periodically they keep throwing the young Jason at us.
Sure.
You know, the child. Sure. And I think you're supposed to maybe feel sorry for him because he's a child?
I guess to an extent, yeah.
But you don't at all?
No, you don't.
Because he's an ass, right? I mean, he kills people.
For very fragile reasons.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's...
I wish somebody would just give him a good dressing down. You know, somebody like really take like a firm hand and just be like, hey,
easy now.
Knock it off.
Well, that happened in part two.
Go to the corner.
Yeah. Because in part two, the girl put on the mother's clothes and she's like, Jason, stop it!
Yes.
Stop it now! Stop it now, Jason!
Amy Steele,
like,
right?
Okay, I guess I'll stop now. Wait, no, I'm not. That's my mom's head over there.
I will say, even though I don't really love Friday 2,
I hate it.
I like that final girl.
Entirely.
I thought she was like the most real out of all of them, I thought.
Friday 2 is my least favorite Friday 13th film.
Really?
The absolute bottom of the barrel.
Damn.
I'll watch Jason Goes to Hell before I watch it.
But it
that
has
one.
Jason plowing through a cabin wall it's for the first time in the franchise's history.
Yeah, I hate it.
It's
history
making.
For the landmarks.
It's
yes!
Slow. It's a complete...
I give it 10 gremlins for that one moment alone.
You know, he does the Kool-Aid thing.
Friday 2
Jason's
is
like, oh yeah.
Friday 2
like
is
bear
is
running
like
through
a
wall.
Complete redo of Friday 1, but with a less interesting person because he just lumbers around. And he's not, he doesn't look iconic. He's wearing
not
a bag
at that point, no.
with like plaid. It just, there's nothing in that film for me to grasp onto to even be like, this is mildly enjoyable. It's just boring. And it's shot like shit.
Yeah,
just,
I can't
that
argue
one's
any
boring.
That one is boring.
That's, yeah.
That's draw the line there.
Yeah, that's, no,
that's the
no,
one.
That's how you should know how bad it is.
He doesn't wear a hockey mask.
That one's boring.
Okay, so you don't like
to hockey masks.
Right. Let's hop back for a second to part one, where Jason is not the killer. It's almost like Halloween 3
part
before
one,
getting
I'm
to
also
Halloween
not, I'm
1,
I'm also
2,
not
4,
that
5.
Incredibly fond of either.
I'm so not either. Fucking boring.
Right?
So boring.
It's just like, come on. And maybe it's because I didn't see that one first. I saw, I think, part 4 first.
I don't
first.
Think anybody at this point
so
sees
like,
the first Friday
right.
first.
So whenever I go back
I did.
And watch,
did
and
you
watch
really?
Friday
yeah,
1.
I saw that one first.
You know a movie's boring whenever they're playing a game of Monopoly and the scene lasts for more than 5 minutes.
And you want them to be killed.
And you right? want to just watch the game of Monopoly over the movie. Yeah.
I don't, in 1, was Pamela, she was around in the movie before she was revealed as the killer, right?
No. No,
she
that's
wasn't?
The thing. You do not see her,
oh,
I don't
shit.
Believe. She literally shows up in the last 15 minutes. It's like, hey, I'm an old friend of the who
okay,
the
well, then let me explain to you in 3 seconds why that movie's complete shit.
Okay.
So the whole basis of the film, the entire motivational plot, is based on something that we don't learn to the last 5 minutes of the movie.
15, but yeah.
Like, all right, so let me fill you in on why this all happened.
Yep.
For the first hour and a half, you're watching
we do have the prologue where we see, like, 1 year after Jason died, we see a couple of camp counselors killed, and then it cuts to years after that.
Yeah,
so we know something's
You know
up
that
there,
there's a killer, but you have no idea why, and it's just random violence for no reason.
Sir,
it's
crazy
suspense.
Crazy
it's
Ralph
suspense.
Did
that,
try to warn everybody, and nobody listened to him.
There's no context for any mention in that film to the very end, whenever she's like, let me just tell you what you're supposed to be watching.
No,
right
I agree.
And that movie's kills are awful. I think most
of them
happen off screen.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
Arrow through Bacon's neck was pretty great.
It happened. No? It just kind of goes.
Haven't you always wanted to shove an arrow through Kevin Bacon's
neck? No, I love Kevin Bacon.
You shut up. You shut your dirty mouth. Kevin Bacon's a gem.
I love Kevin Bacon,
too. Did you watch Tremors?
I did.
Tremors 2 only sucks if Kevin Bacon's not there.
Stir of Echoes, anybody?
Yes, Stir of Echoes.
I love that movie.
Stir of Echoes 2 sucks. Kevin Bacon's not there.
When you're listening,
Hollow Man,
you can't replace the Bacon with Rob Lowe.
Hollow Man 2 sucks. Kevin Bacon wasn't there.
Hollow Man
sucks. He leaves every franchise after the starter.
He just starts them up.
He's the guy that starts the cars. All right, guys, drive yourself. I'm good. You can drop me off here at the quick stop.
Good. Okay, so two,
Kevin,
one.
Kevin, I don't do sequels, Bacon.
None of us really care for one that much. We're losing listeners so hard this episode.
Two is garbage.
Two, not a huge fan of either.
I can't think of
I actually prefer
two,
to three.
But I don't.
Three, the only thing
better
in
final
three
girl.
That I can remember in three is that
that's about it.
It's just random killing
yep.
with various weapons. Then Jason kills a guy in a wheelchair, gets a mask, and gets an axe in the head at the end of it.
Yep.
And then they, I don't even know how they kill him in that, though.
They hang him, I think.
Sure.
I remember him.
Whatever.
Yeah, I remember him being.
Yeah, he hangs from the barn.
Like, there's
he kills a biker gang.
Yep.
Man.
Just
was that three? That was three.
I missed the visual.
That's right, because three
and
was in
3D.
Yeah. Yeah.
I watched it in 3D.
It's awful in 3D.
It was fun.
Is that the one where
that guy's eye pops out right at you?
Does he kill the guy in the shower?
They shove so much shit at the screen.
That's all I want. That's what I want in 3D movies.
That's what I want in my 3D movies, too.
No, but you want the 3D to be good. It is not good on the disc.
Actually, I don't.
I have.
You want bad 3D.
I have the red and blue 3D on DVD if you'd like to watch it.
Oh, I've got it.
We should watch it.
I've got them all.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, no.
I know, it's like a punishment. It's a
gang, let's push fucking pause on this conversation. Dave, you clearly despise this franchise. Would you care to repeat how many Friday movies you own?
Because video stores are dead. That's why you
I own them all because you guys said, let's do this podcast. And I said, all right.
And you bought them all?
Just I did. What am I going
to
do?
I would have loaned them to
them
you.
Oh,
I would have loaned them to you, Dave.
I didn't know.
Come on.
Jinx bought me a copy of one of them.
Did I really?
Yeah.
I guess I did.
I think it was part six.
It's okay. I'm going to return it to FYE.
I had
a dollar.
I had to watch it.
I had to watch it.
Hey, part six, you should appreciate. All right? That's all I'm saying. So, okay, I will say, though, one, two, and three, myself personally, I'm not a huge fan of, but when you
I
get to
live
four.
I could live without them forever.
Four?
What happens in four?
I think
four
it's enjoyable.
Is the story is
Corey
the start of the Corey Feldman,
four,
Tommy Jarvis.
Oh, okay, I do
they
remember that.
Tommy Jarvis.
He makes masks.
It's basically everything we've seen from the previous three movies, only done with a little bit of style. It's a bit more fun, a bit more of a story there.
Oh,
and then we get Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover, who is also in Charlie's Angels.
We're not fucking talking about Charlie's Angels.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm putting my foot down.
Right in there.
There will be no talk about McG in this room.
I'm fine. There it is, and I'm gone.
Okay.
It's fine. Charlie's Angels. We'll
stop it. Okay.
They kept on repeating the dead fuck joke in this movie. And it
that's the one.
My dead fuck.
Right.
So annoying.
Thank you.
I was like, all right, we get it.
Can we?
It's not funnier each time.
And then, like, you feel really bad for that guy, and then it's like corkscrew to the face.
Yeah.
Nobody gets away from Jason, not even the sympathetic characters.
Did you see how he danced? He deserved to die badly.
That's not fair. That was the 80s.
No.
Cocaine was rampant.
No.
They're making a fucking Friday the 13th film.
That was Crispin Glovering out. Right there. That's he deserved to die.
That's not nice.
I
he deserved to die.
I did too,
but he deserved to die.
Is four also where like the guys watch,
I love Willard.
Where like they watch 16mm porn on like a bed sheet in the living room.
Yep.
And then the guy gets killed, right? Like,
yeah, he steps too close to the screen
and he cuts him up.
Yeah, maybe I don't
like that was
porn.
A good kill.
You know the good ones.
Somebody wrote that, and they said, all right.
Yeah, let's do it.
Why not? Yeah, but four is fun, I think, for what those movies are, and I really enjoy it. Like, four and six, and that's about it for the franchise.
Four,
the Friday movies, I
four has one cool shot at the end whenever Feldman comes down, and he's pretending to be the young version of Jason.
Yes.
To, like, distract him, and then he just whacks him in the head, knocks off his mask, and he whacks him in the head again with the machete, and his head falls,
and he slides, slides down the blade.
That's a cool shot.
That was supposed to be the last one, right? That was supposed to be the final.
Yep, final chapter.
And they were like, you know, should have stopped. Like, this made a lot of money.
But then you get out of final chapter.
Let's make another one.
A new beginning.
A new beginning, yeah. Which is the most interesting.
Lies.
Wait, is that the halfway house?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's the most interesting.
You got the brother demon.
That's got Dudley. But it's the most interesting one. It's probably my number three.
Go on.
It's just interesting because it's not him at all.
But you don't know that until the final
minutes. That's why it's so cool. It's like, oh my God, it wasn't Jason at all. They're actually trying to do something new with this whole thing. Then they went right back to Jason.
But you get a guy who, what is he? He's like a paramedic whose son is killed. Yeah. Okay, but at the end...
Over a candy bar with an axe.
But when they finally...
And he has to show up to scoop up his kids. Now, okay.
When he finally gets skewered at the end, though, you find out that, okay, he's wearing like Jason-esque
clothing. He's also wearing a mask over
the mask. He's wearing a mask, but then he somehow has a latex mask of Jason's head wrapped around his own.
He probably took it from Tommy. We know from number four that Tommy makes masks.
Oh, shit.
Don't fuck with me. Tommy makes masks. I can make that connection.
He would never make a Jason mask.
He might make an awkward bald mask.
No.
Boom.
Because that's also the one where at the end of it, the girl gets the chainsaw and is like trying to like chainsaw him. He's like, no, I'll just use my machete to block your chainsaw. And, so the kid.
And five, it is worth noting, was directed by like an ex porn director, I think.
Absolutely.
And
this is where Reggie gets on the little bulldozer thing, and Jason just stands there for like 20 minutes waiting for him to run him over.
My only problem with that film is that, it's interesting that it's not really him. That's different and cool. But they still put that guy through everything they put Jason through, and he still ends up walking.
Yep.
He gets ran over with the bulldozer. He's like, nah, I'm good. He's limping away. I'm an EMT. I can patch that up.
He was that damn angry.
Also, how did no one know that the EMT was the dad of the halfway house kid that got chopped up?
That's something that's always glossed over at the end, too. It's just like,
we just didn't know. We're a terrible halfway house.
When Simon Oakland steps in to explain
our
the father's
are here
rage,
somewhere.
They just kind of gloss over that.
It's the end of Psycho, is what it is. Let me tell you what you just watched.
Yeah, I already told you my favorite part is that girl who dances, Violet, I believe is her name. She's popping and locking to some song that I probably should know. I can't recall it, but I'm going to say like Peter Murphy. Because she's dressed like a goth.
Kind of, but she doesn't move or
but
act
she's,
like a goth.
No, she's popping and locking, and on her walls are like Alan Parsons Project
posters. But she's also wearing flash dance socks.
And then she gets skewered by a Flock of Seagulls poster. So she deserved to die. I mean,
that's absolutely wonderful.
She's messed up musically.
Fucked her up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not only that,
that's my favorite part.
Okay, he's revealed as the killer at the end, but it is worth noting that Jason, even though he isn't in the movie, not only is he represented by an imposter, but we also have Tommy Jarvis, who is now grown up in part five and is clearly unhinged. And by the very end of it, he dons Jason's mask. And
that's,
we think
see,
the
and,
franchise is going to go for it with
and
Tommy
why,
as the new Jason. And, yet.
And that's why part six.
With the blue chevrons on
his
mask.
And that's why part six I can't fully get behind.
Because he's a friggin' hero.
Because part five ends with, oh my God, he's going to kill that nurse.
This
and
is why.
And like, he's going to kill that nurse. And the part six happens, you're like, oh, they just said, forget that. It's no big deal. And
this is where my theory comes
he
in.
He didn't really kill the nurse. He's totes cool. It's probably all on his mind. No big deal. Bad dream.
Okay. But
stupid.
Jinx has a theory.
I do have a theory. It's not a theory. It's a fun way to watch the movies.
Uh-oh.
There's a fun way?
That's not possible.
Yeah. Okay. It's a fun way to look at the movies in hindsight. Motherfuckers, let me finish.
I think this one's going to work. All right, go ahead. I'm ready for this.
Just hear me out.
I'm ready for a third theory.
Okay.
I spent 20 years of my life with only two
theories. No, it's not necessarily about Jason, but, okay, you look at part one, part two, part three, part four, and even part five, right? They all more or less adhere to...
the exact same plot.
I know you two fuckers are going to laugh your asses off at me at this, but just follow me for a second. Follow me.
I just stopped listening.
They are, with the exception of, okay, in the sense of, say, the end of Halloween where Jason gets shot, Michael gets shot six times and still manages to get up and walk away.
Right.
And yet you don't necessarily have to consider that supernatural, right?
Sure.
If we can just think of Jason Voorhees in the first four movies as being super resilient, then those first five movies more or less exist in, quote unquote, don't laugh too hard.
Oh, are you doing this?
The real world.
Oh.
Do they not? Do they not? Do they
okay,
not?
Okay.
There's nothing overtly supernatural all in the first five movies. Now,
if you take into account that
he
Jason
survived
was
the
never
hanging,
dead,
he survived what?
If you take into account that Jason was never dead, then yes,
because okay.
Because if you believe what
which is
Pamela
dumb, but
said
yes.
And that her son died and came back, then okay, I'll go with you that Jason was raised by wolves. I'll go with
which
that.
Which is awful, but
No, I'm actually okay with that one.
Now, you get Tommy Jarvis in part four. He's little Corey Feldman, right? Yes. And he grows up to look like the actor in part five, who's kind of a thin dude. He's a little twitchy. He's blonde for whatever reason.
He's
now.
Like John Doe from Freddy's Dead.
Totally. And so, you know, the entire movie goes out of its way to show you that Tommy is a truly unhinged person.
Right.
By the time you get to the very end of it, it turns out he's not the killer. And yet he dons the mask, grabs a knife, and we're to assume that he is going to be the murderer from there on out, right?
Because the nurse walks in and he has the knife up.
Yes, but he is still well and truly, after two movies worth of Tommy, he is our hero at this point in the franchise. Right now,
sure.
You get to part six, he's no longer crazy. And he's a completely different actor, right? He is much more like, he's broad-shouldered. He's got a lantern jaw. He's the superhero.
He wears denim.
He wears denim, and it's the 80s.
Toe.
And he is the superhero version of Tommy Jarvis from the previous two movies, right?
You're going to say it's a dream.
And that, no, not
it's
necessarily.
Projection.
Hear me out. This is also the movie with superhero Tommy where he brings Jason back from the dead. And from that point on, the series goes hog wild with zombie Jason and crazy worms and
psychics.
Going to space and psychics and
Manhattan.
All sorts of madness.
Cruise ships.
So
they are actually oil rigs. Because the budget was so small.
So why couldn't all of this basically
Senior
be...
Trip.
You know, if the first five movies are essentially reality and everything from six on with a brand new Tommy, post-crazy Tommy is just fucking madness, then why couldn't it be just that? Why couldn't it be, you know, the fever dreams of a crazy guy locked in an asylum somewhere?
So you're telling me...
Hey, Jinx, you remember how every podcast you tell us that we fetch far these movies?
And this is my revenge,
yeah,
Brian.
You're completely reaching for something that is not there.
Now, here's the thing. I'm not saying that that's true. I'm not saying it was ever intended. I'm not saying it's anything more than a filter with which to view the franchise. If you ever go back and rewatch them all, which I know you're not going to, but it could make it fun.
But I do say I have written this down in my diary.
Fair enough.
What I think happened is that they decided, well, five didn't do so well. Let's bring back Jason. Okay, let's write this script.
Oh, totally.
They're
yeah.
Like, well, how can we connect it? I guess he could be Tommy Jarvis. What about the end? Ah, you know, we did the freeze frame thing. Maybe the nurse turned around and saw him, and he went boo, and he's fine now. He's totally cured. Like, you know,
she smacked the mask off.
6 months later, movie. He's totes good. So, no,
and that's absolutely what happened. I'm just saying it's fun to think.
Fever dreams.
It's fun to think.
You're trying to salvage this series,
like you tried to salvage angst.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, take it. Take it, guys. Take
this
that.
This is getting real. Line in the sand's been drawn.
I will arm wrestle you both at once.
But why are you trying to do that?
I'm not. I'm just saying it's fun. It's fun. But here's the thing. I own all those movies, too, and stop texting me, people.
And I don't want to shit on these films too much, but
no,
I think what you just proved is that as fans we add ideas to maybe this is what happened, maybe it was a zombie here, maybe he had the Book of the Dead 9, that's how he was able to disappear throughout the other films, all this shit, because there's nothing really there.
Nah.
they're all just films about killing.
It's a choose your own destiny book.
Yeah.
Totally.
Absolutely. Yeah, is that they're left so open because the plot is so thin that you can say, well, this could have happened because there's nothing saying it couldn't have.
Not right though.
Right. I'm just saying it's it's like a fun drinking game.
I think all the first ones are really dull and they're very repetitive.
Oh yeah.
But until
they're
paid
by numbers.
Yeah, yeah. Until you get to the psychic one
and
things just
Manhattan,
go off the rails.
Toxic waste.
I feel a lot better about them because I think now they're trying something different.
Sure.
Well, at that point there's fuck it.
I would say
that
about six too, but
let's just go as crazy as we can. And that's always fun.
Maybe that's it.
But, I mean, we do have from six on when the supernatural is introduced. We have, you know, zombie Jason and humor introduced into the franchise, which mixes up a little bit. We have Carrie versus Jason in part seven, essentially. We have Jason
versus Muhammad Ali.
Yep. Take your best shot, motherfucker.
And Jason takes... Jason?
Oh, yes.
Which Jason Takes Manhattan takes place mostly on an oil rig / cruise ship.
I just like
on their senior trip, and as in Manhattan, following the last 10 minutes.
Yeah,
10 minutes.
At the beginning of that movie, he kills some people on a boat. So
on
then
the
yacht. he
grabs the chain,
drives the yacht into the dock.
He had to, right?
That's my favorite. I wish I could have seen that,
guys. We haven't even talked about the massive cruise ship leaves from Camp Crystal Lake and goes right out onto the ocean,
it does.
And then winds up in New York.
Yeah.
Why not?
All lakes lead to the ocean somewhere, Jinx.
Fair enough.
Other than that, they're ponds.
It's New York.
Yeah, it's called Crystal Lake, not Crystal Pond. Thus, Atlantic Ocean, Manhattan, toxic waste, head punch off, Jason 8 done.
But I think this is the first movie in the franchise that shows the lake as being anything more than like...
A lake?
A really tiny, landlocked lake. Yeah. You know?
Well, I think part of that is they're like, is like, this is number 8. We want to make it big. Let's make it huge. We don't have any, we don't have any money for this. Fuck. Can we just put them on a cruise ship and pretend it's really big? Yeah, but we can only rent out the oil rig. Damn it.
What can
hang some lights.
What can we do when he gets to Manhattan? Well, there's some kids listening to a boombox. He's going to kick it over.
I still love that shot.
Why didn't he kill everyone? Why wasn't he killing everyone in Manhattan?
They weren't having sex.
I don't. They're New Yorkers. They're corrupt. He's a moralist.
He actually saves the main girl from the druggies.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
That's true.
Was he saving her for himself?
Yeah.
And then he punches the dude's heads off and they kill him with toxic waste? Because it's New York in the 80s and toxic waste is fucking rampant?
In a subway, no less.
Sure.
I think because he drowned, yeah. But, yeah.
It wasn't a subway. It was the manhole.
Not a subway, yeah.
It was
a sewer.
Sewer coverage, yeah.
Ninja Turtles.
What weapon do you want to take?
Also,
I don't want to take anything. Except this gun.
Also, his mask in that film was the weakest ever. It was fucking green.
I don't even remember it.
There's just algae all over it, I think. Well, I don't even know how he got it, because it broke at the end of 7, because she, like, psychically, like, wraps around his head. But didn't he grab another one?
There's more than one hockey mask.
He has his own store.
For now.
He and Michael Myers shop the same shop. They keep multiples.
But, yeah, but like, Jason Takes Manhattan was actually one of my favorites as a kid. I can't even watch it now.
No, it's not. Because
it's just
movie.
Like, this is so fucking.
I
horrible.
Felt robbed on that one because I really thought he was going to go to Manhattan.
He was going to take Manhattan?
Exactly.
No, they had enough money for one shot in Manhattan.
Yeah.
The boombox kick. Everything else is soundstage in Los Angeles.
That was like a good use of money.
And like probably Toronto.
The static shot of the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Hey, guess where we are?
Yeah. Oh, look. Statue of Liberty. Yeah.
We made it.
We're there. And the kid gets killed in like the engineering room with his guitar. Is that Nate? Where he's like down
yeah.
there?
Yeah, the
like,
girl. It's a girl.
Oh, it's a girl. She's just like, it's like shredding.
She's in the fucking engineering room. Joan Jetton.
Joan Jetton.
She was shooting a music video.
She wanted it.
Yeah. God, that movie's insane.
Okay, that movie's insane, but the very next installment.
That movie's nuts.
The boy's not real.
That boy's not real. It's not a real boy.
Well, at the end of it, it wasn't a real boy. It was an illusion from the toxic waste.
He sees a big billboard with this hockey mask on it. Let's not forget these great touches.
So much
he punches
commentary
a guy's
on
head off.
I know. Pop culture.
He punches a
it's
guy's
a
head off.
It's a fine movie.
With no blood. It's a great
matter.
Commentary
it rolls down
on 1980s yuppie culture.
It's the
and new, branding and
it's,
marketing.
It's American Psycho.
It is.
A few years
but,
before.
You
yeah.
know.
It's good. Yeah.
Maybe I do love that movie.
You might.
I might.
That might be number 2.
This is friggin' Detention all over again.
I love it because I saw it recently, so I remember it better.
No,
than...
number 2's bad.
Dave, take us into the next installment. Jason Goes to Hell.
My favorite.
Because then they just say, fuck it.
That was another one where I think they cheated me because, in fact, I thought Jason was going to be in hell,
you were...
like, beating up
demons. No, it's the boy who could fly. Right at the very end, he goes to hell.
Yeah, I know. You have to wait till the very end.
Thanks, Freddy, with your plastic glove.
I was like, that's not cool.
Did you know that, fun fact for you in the plot of it, Freddy's hand at the end of that was actually Kane Hodder's hand.
He is an actor.
I had so much fun with that.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that again.
I will say, as a kid at like 12 years old who had grown up with the Friday and Nightmare movies,
like,
that
was
the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, I was like, it's going to happen.
And it didn't friggin' happen for 10 years.
When I was a
and
kid,
it didn't matter when it
when
worth,
I was a kid,
worth the wait.
I was probably 9, and I'd heard of Jason Goes to Hell, but like I hadn't watched it yet. And my friends had all these rumors because none of us had ever watched it. They're like, "No, I was just seeing like a bedroom, and like Freddy comes up and grabs Jason and talks to him, and they fight and they go to hell." I was like, "This is gonna be an awesome movie." So I stroll down the block to the video store.
You were lied to.
And I pop it in. I'm like, "There's Jason. Okay, it's opening up. Gonna kill that. No, it's a trap. Okay, he's blown up. Okay, so Jason's dead now. There's no Jason for the rest of this movie." Then there's a demon worm that, in fact, is Jason, his essence being puked out into people.
Right.
Then there's the Book of the Dead. Then he's back again.
Creighton Duke. Sam is a great character.
Creighton Duke, yeah.
And I'm still like, okay.
Love Stephen Williams.
I'm waiting for that scene, Freddy and Jason.
Let's
here
not forget, John DeLamay is the hero of the movie, too,
who is basically Tommy Jarvis.
From Friday the 13th, the series. So that was another thing when I saw that movie.
Do you think they were
trying
to tie it in a bit?
No, not at all. I think they just used the same actor because it's a completely different character.
Because that would have been a great tie-in. Because
that would have been awesome.
Then the Book of the Dead could have came from the pawn shop.
Yep.
They could have tied it in perfectly.
Oh, it would have been great, but they didn't.
Only a Voorhees can kill a Voorhees.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
I mean, it makes no sense.
No, not at all.
But
it's mythic, David.
It is mythic. It's full circle.
But then, like, at the end of it, it's like just Freddy's glove. I'm like, oh, it's getting good. And the credits rolled. I was like, are you kidding me?
That's when it actually gets good, is when the credits roll.
I was a pissed off 9-year-old kid when I saw that film. I was mad as hell.
I loved it because I knew there were humor parts in the other ones. Right. I mean, I don't think they're that funny. But in Jason Goes to Hell, there's suddenly the grand farce in the police department.
It's
so wonderful. You're like, okay, now they're taking it to a new place.
Oh, yeah. Then they took it to the best place.
Space.
Space. For the 10th installment, we get the Jason in space.
Where do you go from hell?
Space. Yeah. It worked for Leprechaun.
Jason X.
In 2455. Which they...
That was 2455? Well,
yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. You know, if you're going to make a movie like Jason X on a budget, on a character that people have probably could give a shit about at that point, why would you set it that far in the future knowing that you couldn't make it look like it was that far in the future? They use bullets, for God's sakes.
Like an episode of Lex on the Sci-Fi Channel or something like that, but with Jason.
And, like, Lex is cool, but... come on.
Wait, you leaned over and told me it was more believable.
Oddly enough, I would agree with that. Like,
because they knew. We're not going to have lasers in 400 years. That's silly
talk.
That's
crazy.
That's fantasy. We're making sci-fi. This is gritty horror.
What's crazy is that people in 2455 are still making references to, like, DVD players.
They're like, you got found DVDs? Like, Blu-rays don't exist. Well, that's because it's made before Blu-rays. But
yeah.
I will say about Jason X, beyond it being my favorite one to watch ever, it's my favorite Jason design. Not the Uber one, but, like, when he just has, like, the mask on.
Yeah, the mask is different in it, but it's cool.
That's my favorite version of, like, normal-looking Jason.
It doesn't make any sense because it's like formed to his face. It's got a weird sort of like...
It's wonderful.
They have to cut it off.
But I dig it. Yeah, they do.
It was frozen to his face.
But his face also wasn't a skeleton like it was in 7. And he was dissolved in toxic waste in 8. And I can buy that because in 9 it was like a weird worm thing. I'll give him bringing him back.
Are you holding them to continuity for this series?
A little bit.
Okay.
If you're going to make 10 films, at least have... They did it for 4, 5, and 6.
Well, you have to understand, it's so far into the future that you have to consider that there are numerous sequels, including Freddy vs. Jason, which came after, that fall in between Jason Goes to Hell and Jason X.
Technically, yes, it would.
So he grew some flesh back on his face.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I think they're all their own movie. I don't think they're in the same universe. I think each movie is like a Bond movie.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all completely
their own.
Well,
number 6 definitely is, because it opens with the Bond. The Bond thing.
Oh, it does.
It does, yeah.
You're right. You're right. Jason Lives has the Bond one. Blood boiling.
Wow.
No.
Okay, so we go from Jason X, and we all like Jason X, right? Like,
absolutely.
Jason X is fun because it does.
I enjoyed it.
It pokes fun at the franchise, but it's actually genuinely kind of funny and intentionally funny.
Well,
I think
all of the little sci-fi kind of like, I'll call them Easter eggs. And I was telling David while watching it, the bitchy girl. Her boots and pants are the original Star Trek boots and pants. They're like the higher up bell bottom pants with like the really sharp boots. They're just out of Star Trek.
And
the suit that the big guy, what's the guy's name at the end of it who punches him in the face on the way down? Bronski.
Yeah.
His suit looks just like the 2001 suits.
That's true.
Like there are all these like little like sci-fi touches that I just adore.
You think they meant to do that?
Well,
they found a warehouse.
Let's get that.
I'm gonna say I hope they meant to do it.
Two of the leads are from a television show from the early aughts called Andromeda. But the weird thing is, like in Jason X, there's an android and then a human. But in the show, it was reversed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Of course, the show came first or whatever. But who knows
I love that movie. I just love sci-fi.
Which one?
Jason X.
Oh, Jason X still. Okay.
I just love sci-fi things, I think. That's why I like so much.
And a lot of, you know, a couple of really fun deaths. We get the cryo head freeze, head smash, face
that
smash.
That was awesome.
Which is great. Right. And then we get the corkscrew death, which is a lot of fun. But it seems like it still makes Seth laugh.
because he's fighting Jason with, like, karate, and Jason's like, fuck this, and, like, pushes him, and the guy slips over his, like, shoestring and falls back and lands there. And Jason's like, what the fuck is that? He, like, turns his head, and, oh, he just fell on a spike. And then, no, wait, he starts to spin because the fucking corkscrew.
It's amazing. They cut to Jason, and he's starting out looking like Michael Myers with his head cocked to the side studying this. But after the corkscrew turn, there's this weird, like, the body language that Kane Hodder has when he's sort of like, he doesn't quite nod, but just the way he stares and
he's
then
proud.
Walks off.
He's very proud of himself.
Like, you know what? Job well done.
Like, you know.
Give that man an Oscar.
That's okay. Well done.
He
I'm
is
going
my
home
favorite
now.
Jason.
You forgot the most important death of the movie, with the girls in the sleeping bag.
Yes. Do you want to do drugs and have premarital sex? We love premarital sex.
There's a holodeck, and to confuse Jason while the whole ship is exploding, to confuse him, they use the holodeck to make Camp Crystal Lake complete with girls. And by the way, the one on the right looks like she came from an earlier film in the 80s.
Totally.
Like she looks...
Feathered hair.
80s.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't want to be too weird, but even her boobs look 80s. It's 80s.
That's what the holodeck can do.
And they're like, you want some beer or some pot or premarital sex? And then we cut back to them like, oh my God, the door is jammed. The door is jammed. And it cuts back to Jason. He's just whacking them with each other. And they're like, ow, ow.
Which is quoting an earlier kill from, what was it, 6?
Yeah. He's just having the time of his life. He's never had more fun than in that moment. And he just whacks him against the
tree. He would probably be satisfied just living in that world forever.
Yeah.
I honestly think if you gave him one solid hour of just killing people in the holodeck, he would probably come out the other side fairly okay.
God, guys, I feel
put
great.
Put the machete down, drop the mask.
I can't feel my hand because it's metal now. That's kind of weird.
Where's that movie at?
Right? Where he's just cool.
Where's this in therapy
he's just
sessions?
Chill?
Come on, let me buy y'all a beer.
Oh, that's the remake where he has the weed farm. That's what led to it.
He became a farmer on Earth 2.
Okay, now are we jumping right to the reboot, or should we cover Freddy vs. Jason?
We already covered Freddy vs. Jason.
We
don't want to do that again.
Nightmare. I mean,
hey,
long
I
story
say,
short, it's a Jason film inside of a Freddy film.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
All it is.
And as a result, I would say that Freddy vs. Jason is one of my favorite Friday the 13th movies.
Is it one of your favorite Nightmare on Elm Street movies?
No.
That's interesting.
Well, I like it more than 6. I probably like it more than 5. I like it more than 4.
I don't have an opinion.
I like okay.
Damn.
Let me re-rank Nightmares
just took
for
out
you.
Three of them.
New Nightmare and the first one pretty neck and neck, and then 3, and then probably Freddy vs. Jason.
That's a very typical choice, Jinx.
Let's get back on track.
But it's honest. It's honest.
Eh.
Go listen to the Nightmare podcast.
So we're skipping Freddy vs. Jason.
I can't believe you guys are getting so militant about this. This is the line in the sand. This is what you're holding to me. Like, just I can't fucking... Okay, fine.
Well, can we talk about the remake?
No.
Okay.
I want to say one more thing about Freddy
vs.
Jason.
See you all later.
we're out.
Jared Padalecki. All right, Jinx. Yeah. Talk to me about Canadian Jason.
I didn't actually have anything more to say. I just wanted to put my foot down.
You know, in Jason X, that the poor man's Olivia Munn, she says something like, we tried to kill him, we tried to hang him, put him in front of a firing squad.
Excuse me, sir. Her name is Lexa Doig, and she predates Olivia Munn. Have a little respect.
Right, I know.
But she's no Olivia Munn.
She's no Olivia Munn, is
fair
what I'm
enough.
Saying. So they tried all these things, but they never said, like, we just tried to crush him, like
or
in a
we
car
blew
crusher.
Him up.
Or we blew him up, right.
Cremate. No.
Or shoot him.
There's
in
not
the
coming
space.
Back from that.
Or do anything that wasn't what you said.
Yeah.
Cut him up into
like,
pieces and bury them in
the
different parts
of
the world.
The idea of hanging him.
They did that already in a barn in part 3.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
It's not going to work.
Not going to work. You can't
you
hang
know,
the
they actually did kill him.
Was there any sort of, like,
alive.
Body that was telling them, you know, it's just like, okay, these are the legal ways you can kill him.
My only problem.
Lethal injection.
My only problem with Jason X.
Making him watch Friday the 13th series.
And David's going to get weird because I'm going to.
I'm going to get weird.
This is my one logical problem with Jason X. So they break into.
You're one.
So in,
logical
20,
problem.
In 2455, they break into the cryo thing and they see Jason. They open it up and Jason's frozen there. Hockey mask, covered in chains.
Machete and mid-swing.
Machete, bullet holes. And they're like, let's take this guy back with us. Why the fuck would you even think about that? I mean, when they get in the ship, the guy's like, I'm going to sell him for cash.
Because it's Jason Voorhees.
But like,
everybody knows.
But none of
they
them
did,
know,
they didn't,
none
they
didn't of know.
Know
who he
no,
is.
No, they knew. They knew.
So why would they even bring the... And after the damn thing fell and cut off homeboy's arm, why would they even bring him back to the ship?
I'd like to think that they just thought that hockey players were super hardcore.
Fuck that.
Back in
That's
the
my
day.
One problem with that movie.
No, that was it. It's because hockey was outlawed. They said, let's take...
He's so
let's,
rare.
Let's take Jason.
You don't see hockey masks anymore.
They played hockey with machetes? No wonder it was outlawed.
Oh, my God.
I like to imagine that every time that process happened, the first question was, is it Jason Voorhees? Can I make money off of this?
It's really a metaphor for the whole movie. Jason sells.
It's a franchise.
I love that actor.
I love
that actor who says, wait, Voorhees? Is it Jason Voorhees? That's the same dude who played the cancer patient in The Brood.
One who had the neck thing. Yeah,
it's just
right.
Psychoplasmics. That guy.
It's funny because the douchebag who wants to sell Jason for money, his original plan is to use the main girl, Rowan, because she's been cryo-freeze for 400 years, to pass her around at, like, carnivals. Like, look at this 400-year-old woman. Sure. She's been cryo-sleep. And then the guy's like, dude, cryo stuff is old news. People are 250 years old now. He's like, damn it, how did I overlook that? She's not a hot commodity anymore.
Well, but have Jason Voorhees?
Why would he ever? They
eventually prove that that guy's a dumbass, though, when he passes Jason his machete and then turns his back. Yes. He just wanted his machete back, and then you cut to the awful Predator Sonny Landham scream, you know, the distance.
God, I love that movie.
Which one, Predator?
Jason X.
Fair enough.
Still on Jason X.
All right.
I will always be on Jason X.
Let's keep going.
It is fun. Okay. After Jason X came out in, 2002? In late 2003, we got Freddy vs. Jason, which apparently we just can't fucking talk about.
Nope.
But then after that, there was a 6-year break in the franchise.
He gets pinballed in that one.
Bam.
Wonderful.
There's a 6-year break in the franchise.
And we thought it was over.
Which we thought would be the longest wait ever until...
Hopscotch Jason.
Was anybody waiting for that?
Yeah, somebody was waiting.
Oh, man. Probably.
It's been 5 years.
But
where's this found footage one at?
Oh, God. No.
No, you said it. Why did you put that out?
No.
This is going on the internet, Brian. What have you done to us?
They've been talking about it for years. No. I don't think it's going to happen now.
Man, you just fucked up the entire generation.
Where's my Jason and Predators crossover?
Yeah. No, that would be cool.
JVP. Fuck, I'd watch it.
I would totally watch
it. I would watch that.
Yeah.
I'd have to buy a whole new box set.
See, but then at the end of it, he could get impregnated with a Predalien, and it could burst out of his stomach and be a Jason Predator combination.
Bursts out of his chest wearing a mask.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's a Predator Alien Jason.
So it's just Uber Jason.
But with a tail and mandibles under the mask. Oh, my God, that'd be so cool. My life is now a bit darker than I'll never see this.
We just pitched that.
I was going to say
that. So if that really happens,
that's green lighting.
We get money.
Yeah.
I don't think
I don't even want the money. I just want the movie. God, that'd be awesome.
I want the money.
I don't want
the movie.
I'm like drunk on this idea right now. You guys are talking about something else.
What's crazy is for whatever reason.
Okay, just use the Jason Takes Manhattan, and you think like, well, I don't have a budget, so let's just do that.
Aw. Yeah. For whatever reason, Freddy vs. Jason, when it came out, made loads of money, and there was talk of doing a sequel, another Freddy vs. Jason, or Freddy vs. Jason vs. Ash, which eventually became a comic book, but it was squashed by Sam Raimi because he didn't want it. What we did eventually get
keep that integrity
was a Platinum Dunes remake.
Keep that Spider-Man 3 Drag Me Down integrity going, Sam Raimi. You're doing just fine.
He's doing well.
He definitely did not peak in 1991.
He has kept Ash under wraps.
He's got a TV show now.
That's right.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, the TV.
All right. They did a remake.
Yeah.
So they did a remake. Platinum Dunes covered it, and it's not really a remake in the sense that it covers the same ground as any of the previous movies with, like, the same characters and whatnot. It basically just takes Jason, plunks him down into Camp Crystal Lake, and then basically he does what he does, but it plays almost like a polished greatest hits of the first four movies.
That's what it is. It's exactly what it is. It's
the entire first movie.
Top 10 kills of Friday Night, they just put it all in there.
Yeah. The first
and there's only
5 minutes is essentially the first movie.
And there's only one kind of story element from other films, and it's like that one part in part four where the guy's looking for his sister. That's the only part that they carried over to the remake. Everything else is new.
And yet no Tommy Jarvis.
They're able to make that first movie in 5 minutes. That's the main takeaway.
That's all they needed.
They also, they made 1, 2, 3, and 4 in 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. How do you not like that?
Yeah.
I would rather watch that than four movies.
I want to see 1, 2, 3, 4 re-edited to match the remake.
Again, I don't hate the reboot.
The
reboot's fun to watch occasionally.
I've only seen it once or twice, and I only really remember the kills from it. I don't think.
And that you have perfect nipple placement.
I do. Thank you for telling me.
I still adore. Where the fuck are you, Gun? Where the fuck you at, Gun?
I like the hopscotch version of Jason, where he's like, heh, 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 and then he chops the guy in half. It's like he hops to the guy. It's awesome. It's wonderful.
There's that. And weirdly enough, this Friday the 13th apparently takes place in the same universe as the Platinum Dunes Texas Chainsaw, because there's weird old Monty's truck that drives by the dude just before he's murdered by Jason.
I don't even remember that.
And not only that, but the douchebag who uses those two lines, perfect nipple placement and where the fuck are you, gun, and who gets killed in old Monty's truck, is the same actor, same character from the very first Transformers. He was Megan Fox's first boyfriend.
Because same Michael, characters?
Where's that movie yep. at?
Same wow. character?
Jason so, Transformers. Imagine that. Imagine Jason Voorhees now sharing a universe with fucking Bumblebee and Optimus Prime.
You're telling me.
That's an interesting
that
movie.
That Optimus but, Prime, Michael Bay,
yep.
exists yeah. with the it, new Texas Chainsaw and the new Jason?
That one character ties them together. That
Holy
one
mom, fuck!
His name's Trent.
But Michael Bay's keeping the integrity of Transformers, yeah. so he's not going to...
No, that's,
oh
a,
my God,
that's a movie.
That's the greatest yeah. thing I've
Could heard
you
imagine, like,
life.
Optimus Prime, and then, you know, he just senses something's wrong, and you hear, like, a weird clanging, and he looks down, and there's Jason Voorhees, like, trying to stab his ankle, and he's just, like, shaking his leg.
Leatherface,
you know,
on the other end trying to saw him down. He's like, all life is sacred, all sentient. Fuck you!
Which is weird, because that doesn't quite work at all, because the Platinum Dunes Texas Chainsaws still take place in the friggin' 70s, even though Friday the 13th was modern day, but you know,
time travel. It's time travel.
Doesn't matter.
Dude, you're talking about a film with giant robots in the hand and a zombie hockey player.
Can we get Tyrese and Jason together?
We can.
Oh my God. They could remake Jason X.
The fastest.
With Tyrese?
Jason, the new Jason X could be them going to the Autobots' home planet and Jason hitches a ride.
I'd like to think that's where he landed at the end of Jason X.
We have written two movies tonight. And I want them both to happen. Please, Michael Bay, listen to me.
You know, I still feel like we got cheated with Jason X. You know, he lands all, you know, you think about, like, the previous movies, all of these poor teenagers and campers yeah. could, and camp counselors could, you know, they could hardly contend with Jason as he was, just a backwoods dude with a mask, right?
Or a zombie.
Who eventually turned into a zombie. But
ghost.
Now he lands on a planet, and he's not facing off against, like, an android with guns or people on a ship or,
it's
you know.
People.
Is it just... He's on a normal planet again, presumably, but now he's enhanced. So where the fuck are those?
Where is Jason X 2?
Movies.
Where's
is it possible that Freddy versus Jason follows Jason X? That it just happens on Earth 2?
No.
Whoa.
No. No.
Mind blown.
Well, no. Okay.
Maybe.
Think about it.
Maybe.
Because the people were
what
totally
about,
normal.
What about the enhancements? Does he just decide to do away
well,
with
Well, the mask was gone. The mask
yeah,
came
the mask,
off.
The mask was gone, and maybe he's wears clothes
but
over the enhancements.
But he had a metal leg.
He becomes
he
a transformer.
Wear, he can wear clothes over. Oh, my God. The Matrix leadership.
See?
The cube, James. It's the cube.
I'm not arguing any of this. That's fine.
We just
I
made this franchise amazing.
Jason's mute. Bumblebee's mute.
So we're all now fans of the Friday the 13th.
No, I did not say that.
I need a fucking whiteboard.
Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, where are you?
Right?
Yeah, they're doing it.
But no, I don't. I have no thoughts about the remake, if we're going back to the remake. I have no thoughts about
if
it because
we're going back there.
It, to me, was just a very bland Friday the 13th film.
That's all of them.
They're all
except for X.
It's like Friday the 13th 2009 was like it was trying to just be the worst parts of those films, and it didn't do anything.
Is there worst parts?
let's just pretend that there are some good films
movie?
There.
They are
pretend there are some good.
They're very
films
monotone, so I don't know.
Okay, I have looked it up. Travis Van Winkle played a character named Trent DeMarco in both Transformers.
Oh my God.
And Friday the 13th.
What was his name in Friday the 13th?
They share a world.
Was he in Alien versus Predator?
He was not.
Fuck. Was he in Con Air? That's a Michael Bay film.
No, he wasn't.
Nick Cage in Con Air. He could take Jason down. All of Michael Bay's films are one movie.
Well, no, like two, but...
No, they could all be one movie.
I don't think so.
Can you find evidence?
That means that we could have Pain and Gain in there, and The Rock is now in this franchise.
That would
and
be
Face
awesome.
Off.
That makes my day.
It enlivens it.
Oh, my God. Jinx, you've just made me the happiest. But no, the remake is not good.
Not good. Okay, straight up not good. It's enjoyable to me in the
it
way
was boring.
That the others
I mean, are. I, and that's why I think I only saw it once or twice. It was just boring. It was like watching. It wasn't scary. There were no jumps. It was just watching this kind of like autumn... Like Auburn kind of lit thing, and then there's blood everywhere.
Okay, which of the previous Friday the 13th movies scared you?
I was just going to ask that. Because none. Yeah.
None. None did. Not even as a kid. Mm. Yeah, but come on. They're like they're redoing it with like modern sensibility. They need to make it scary. They need to redefine it, make it something different on its own, but still kind of the same thing, and then make it cool again, and they just fucked it up.
Why haven't we got a Candyman remake yet?
Because nobody else complained about Tony Todd, and he says no.
He's not wrong about that. Who do you replace Tony Todd with?
The Rock.
No. No, Dave, no.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dave, Brian, stop it. No.
Brian just has to dangle the rock out there, and I'm in.
Kevin Hart?
Oh, my God. The Rock could be the lady's husband, and Kevin Hart could be Candyman, and Olivia Munn could be the main girl.
Perfect. I'm there.
Heard you looking for Candyman, that. Bitch.
Okay. Hey, bitch, Candyman.
I think we should probably get rid of that.
Oh, God.
But no, wow. that would not work.
That would not work.
All jokes aside, that would be a terrible choice.
That's our next franchise takedown, the Candyman series. That includes 1, 2, and 3.
I'm surprised that they haven't done a new one of that. You'd think.
It shocks me, yeah.
Do they just not have enough movies? Whereas like Nightmare and the Friday Thing, they just have so many movies that
they stop after one anyways.
Yeah.
I really think that I'm not joking about this. I think Tony Todd is a problem in a way. It's like we're not doing a sequel because that wouldn't make any sense to cast Tony Todd in a fourth movie. He's supposed to be immortal, and Tony Todd, you know, God bless him, he's aged. You know, that wouldn't work.
CGI,
so you do a remake. Well, after watching Civil War,
I believe Downey.
Oh my God, that was incredible. That was creepy.
Like watching Less Than Zero over again. It was weird.
Not good CGI. I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought it was wizardry.
They even gave him CGI eyeliner in that film. Wonderful.
Yes. It bothers me any time that his mask is off, but he's in a suit.
That's bad.
I'm like, what is going on here?
That is bad.
Okay, but with Candyman, you know, but do you remake it? If you remake it, just answer that one question: who the hell do we cast?
I just told you. I give you two good choices.
I think it's like I think that's why the Nightmare.
Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle.
No.
Because Freddy's so iconic.
I like Don Cheadle.
An actual character that says things. Yeah. So Freddy doesn't work. Jason works kind of because he doesn't do anything. Mm. He just stares there.
Same with
Michael Myers does something. Leatherface. I mean, those guys, beyond just looking mean, you can remake that.
But with Pinhead and with Candyman, you need both Clyde Barker creations. Yeah. You need an actor to carry that
role. And they tried to do a different version of Pinhead, and it was terrible.
And they cast a new guy
Revelations
for the new Pinhead.
Was horrible.
Chubby Pinhead.
However, it's worth a watch.
It sure as shit is not. Hellraiser Revelations is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
You should watch it. It's not. It's horrible.
Dude,
so you came around on
like
Clive Barker.
It's not Clive Barker.
Pinhead
but
had.
But it is unwatchable.
One. He had his own mini-me in that movie.
Dude, it was unwatchable. You should watch it.
All right, so we clearly have come to the end of this podcast because we've been talking for minutes and minutes after finishing up our talk about Friday the 13th. Guys, do we have anything else to say about this franchise as a whole?
This franchise has nothing to say about itself, so I don't know why we are.
It's funny.
Is it?
Friday the 13th has, like, a lot of fans.
Sure.
Like, their fan base is rabid. And I don't want to badmouth people for liking movies, but I just can't get into this movie like the way I can other horror franchises.
Here. Same.
And I mean, and looking back,
I respect like the fandom. I respect the character could be, but like, I just being honest, there.
As a kid, I was into it.
Even with six being my favorite.
But even as a kid, I wasn't like super into it. Like I didn't have Jason toys, or I was Jason for Halloween once, but that was after I was Jason X for Halloween. So that's.
Were you really?
My brother was the Uber Jason, and I was the normal Jason from Jason X.
Neat.
It was fucking awesome.
That's cool. Dave, how about you? Dave, you fallen asleep.
It? Yeah, what happened?
Okay. Final words, Friday the 13th.
Yes.
This is the final Friday.
Just leave it. Go away.
Okay, just that's pretty much... One day there could... Okay, but here's the thing. I think there is a good movie to be made with that character.
You know
a truly
do you know
good
what franchise,
movie. I don't know what ever happened.
Yeah, do you know what franchise that we should do next?
What's that?
Because it would be insane. Texas Chainsaw.
Sure.
Oh, my God. That would be fucking crazy.
I can choose your own adventure with the continuity there. Do you count 1 and 2, or do you count 1 and 3, or do you count 1 and 4, or do you count just 1, or do you count just the Platinum Dunes movies, or do you count 1 and then Chainsaw 3D?
I only count Michael...
I like Chainsaw 3D.
I only count McConaughey
the movie that can't even do math very well.
There was a 3D one?
It was Alexandra Daddario.
No, Alexandra.
What the fuck? Yeah. There was a 3D Texas Chainsaw?
You're shitting me.
No,
it's the one that came out like 3 years ago.
I thought the beginning was the end of the franchise.
No, there was another
one.
There's another one?
Yes. It's awful. It's not awful. Here's the thing.
It's fun.
I haven't seen it.
It's a fun movie that's infuriating because the very first thing that they do, they wipe away every movie in between the first movie and 3D, right? They take you back to 10 minutes after the first movie ends. So it's 1974 because Texas Chainsaw tells us at the very beginning it's 1974, right? Follow with me here. Okay, so the part of the plot is that basically all these good old boys, they show up at the Sawyer household and they kill them all, but there's a child that survives, and one of the good old boys basically takes the child to raise as his own or whatever, right? Child grows up.
It becomes the new Leatherface?
Doesn't become the new Leatherface. Child grows up, is found by somebody who is told that she has, it's Alexander Daddario's character.
Are you going to spoil this film for me?
No, you find it. Dude, watch a trailer.
Just wait for the 3D parts.
Because I really want to watch this movie now.
I'll loan it to you. You find out that somebody basically tells her that who she is and her inheritance or whatever, and she basically inherits the house, like from elsewhere, whatever. The Sawyers were a big family, apparently, right? But she also essentially inherits fucking Leatherface, right? Now, that's cool. Now, here's the thing. She was a baby in 1974, right?
She's 40 years old.
Played by 22-year-old Alexander Daddario.
That's fine.
She's very diverse.
That's fine.
It's awful.
It could have been set in the 90s.
iPhone sequence.
Well, it's a movie.
No.
You know what we could do, though?
No, because they go out of their way. At that point, moving forward, every time you see, like, a file folder, I will get into spoilery territory. Right, okay, I am. I'm getting furious because I hate this movie so much for doing this. But every time you see a file folder, every time you see a gravestone, every time you see a date that relates to the plot in any way, there's always something obscuring the date. Like, on the gravestone, there are just a couple of sprigs of grass in front of a date. When you see a file folder, there's, like, an ink smudge. It's fucking terrible. I'll loan it to you.
Okay, so we'll do Texas Chainsaw next, and then we'll do Phantasm.
Ooh, Phantasm is great. But why don't we hold off on Phantasm until Part 5 comes out later this year?
It won't come out.
It's coming out this year. They're doing a roadshow with Part 1 and Part 5.
No, it's supposed to come out 3 years ago.
No, it's done. I swear it's on the cover of the new Route 1.
They use a bazooka and the trailer's never coming out.
We're at an hour and 11 minutes, and we have left the main topic of the subject.
I like it. It's freeform.
Or the I'm
it's jazz, Jinx. You said jazz.
I did say that.
I gave you jazz.
You did.
Speaking of jazz, his death in Transformers 1, unforgivable.
Who?
Jazz, the Transformer?
Oh, yeah.
From Friday the 13th?
Oh, jazz. Yeah, I remember that. Okay, gang. We are definitely out of steam here. Thanks so much for listening to our rambling discussion about the Friday the 13th franchise. If you are a hardcore Jason fanatic, hopefully we haven't offended you too much. Please come back and listen next week.
Tell David why. Tell David why.
Please be sure to use the comments section at the Screamatics website to tell Dave how much you hate him and his comments disparaging the Friday the 13th franchise. Our 19 listeners are going to destroy us.
I like how I'm alone in this now. Like everyone else, like, oh, I love.
Yeah. It was all Dave.
No,
it was all Dave.
That's a great franchise. I love it. I love all of them. Two's wonderful.
Thank goodness they're only calling for that one dude's head. Now I don't even remember his name anymore.
I'm not saying anything bad about Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th is a piece of shit.
Which one?
All of them.
And on that note, goodbye, everyone.